Hi, welcome to the Brain Injury Answers Podcast. This is Dr. David Glazer providing the answers you need when a brain injury occurs. This podcast is for educational purposes only. For treatment, please consult your physician. This podcast does not represent the Department of Veterans Affairs. All right, let's get started. Mr. P asks, what is red light therapy? And can it be used to treat a brain injury? That's an excellent question. And you're basically asking about the field of photomedicine. So there's a famous saying that says, a little bit of light dispels much darkness. So let's see if this brief broadcast can help shed some light, no pun intended, on this subject. And to see if a little bit of light can help such a disabling injury. So again, this is a field known as photomedicine. We see that light and lasers can help in a variety of illnesses, such as skin issues. But recently, research has been showing that light might be able to help brain injuries, especially natural red, a near infrared light, and also LED light emitting diodes type of light. What does this light do? Well, it's been found that light can penetrate through many substances, including bone, such as through the skull, which then can get to brain tissue. Once it gets into brain tissue, it can help stimulate and regenerate and create new cells and tissues. And we know that from a brain injury, your brain is trying to create new pathways. It's trying to regenerate. It's trying to heal and repair itself. So this light might help kind of kickstart and provide energy for the repairing. It's also been found that photomedicine and light can help increase blood flow to the brain. It can also help increase oxygen to the brain. So blood flow and oxygen are needed in the brain because that's like food for the brain. And it also increases a substance called ATP, which essentially provides energy at a cellular level. So by bringing more nutrients and oxygen and energy to the brain, the idea is that the brain can help itself regenerate. So from that, we also know that, say, light can create vitamin D, which is healthy for our bodies. But on the other end of that spectrum, we also know that too much light can cause skin cancer. So we know light can be very powerful. In the field of photomedicine, there have been a number of research studies done on light therapy and the brain, which has shown to help symptoms that most brain injury patients may experience, such as it may help increase cognition, it may help someone sleep at night, may help someone feel more rested. So this is a little bit about photomedicine and red light therapy as it pertains to a brain injury. I personally have not seen it used in clinical practice on patients, but it seems that a number of the research studies are promising, and maybe hopefully in the future, I myself will be able to incorporate this into my practice. But we know in the world of physical medicine and rehabilitation and brain injury medicine, that it's not necessarily just one treatment that cures. We see that it's not just pharmaceutical therapy, meaning providing medications that helps cures. That's one aspect of it. We also know that, say, cognitive therapy helps patients in brain injury, physical therapy, speech therapy, occupational therapy, good management of any medical illnesses. So this leads me to the idea that, yes, photomedicine is very promising, but one must not forget the basics of treatment, the foundation of treatment and rehabilitation. One must remember that a good diet helps provide the proper energy to the brain. Exercise helps increase blood flow and oxygen to the brain. So, whereas, yes, red light therapy is likely to provide this, one must not forget the basics, that you can still get increased blood flow and oxygen and energy to the brain through exercise, which is healthy for a person whether or not they've experienced a brain injury. So yes, it's true that light dispels much darkness, and it's very promising that photomedicine can be very beneficial in the treatment of a patient with a brain injury. But do not forget, many of the things it's doing can also be done through healthy lifestyle, exercise, eating properly. And with this multidisciplinary approach, a patient can recover and at best help manage symptoms from their traumatic brain injury. That's a wrap for today. Remember to email all your questions to braininjuryanswers@gmail.com. Check out the website, www.braininjuryanswers.com. Thanks for listening.